话题。
And through the learning of the Bible, we may understand the teachings our Lord is to teach us.
在今天早上，我们一同来看诗篇的第五十篇。
This morning, let us study Psalm chapter 50 together.
我们请翻到诗篇的五十篇。
Let us first turn to Psalm chapter 50.
诗篇的五十篇第十六节。
Psalm chapter 50, verse 16.
诗篇的五十篇十六节。
Psalm chapter 50, verse 16.
但神对恶人说：“你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约呢？”十七节。
17.
其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后。十八节。
18.
你见了盗贼，就乐意与他同伙。又与行奸淫的人一同有份。十九节。
19.
你口认说恶言，你舌编造诡诈。二十。
20.
你坐着毁谤你的弟兄，缠毁你亲母的儿子。二十一节。
21.
你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我恰和你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你眼前。二十二节。
22.
你们忘记神的，要思想这事，免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。二十三节。
23.
凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。在诗篇的五十篇是诗人亚萨所写的。
Psalm chapter 50 is written by Asaph.
在这一篇当中，亚萨告诉我们什么样的人才能够得到神的喜悦。
In the psalm, Asaph tells us what kind of man will find pleasing in the eyes of God.
同时也告诉我们什么样的人是神所不喜悦、所厌恶的。
And what kind of man displeases and are loathsome in the eyes of God.
从十六节以下开始告诉我们，
Starting from verse 16, it tells us,
说一个恶人是神所厌弃、神所不接纳的。
A wicked man is one who is forsaken, one who is not accepted by God.
当我们听到所谓的恶人，
When we hear about a wicked man,
我们常会觉得说，感谢主，跟我没有关系呀。
We may think that, thank God, it has nothing to do with me.
我虽然没有很好，
Even though I'm not that good,
但是我也不算是个恶人。
But I'm definitely not a wicked person.
你看我也不犯法，
And look, I don't break any laws.
我也不做恶事，
I don't do any wicked things.
我也没有满脸横肉凶残，个性非常的凶暴。
I'm not cruel, I'm not harsh.
所以啊，我想啊，这个恶人啊，跟我是没有相关的。
So I'm pretty sure this wicked person has nothing to do with me.
所以每次当我们看到圣经上面提到恶人，
So whenever we read upon this wicked person in the Bible,
我们都会觉得说这样的人真不好。
We may think this kind of person is terrible.
这样的人神惩罚。
And God will surely punish this type of people.
这样的人跟我没有关系。
And I am not like this person.Person.
但是我们如果仔细看第五十章十六节以下，
But if we read closely the verses following, verse 16,
我们会突然发现一件事情，
Then we'll realize one thing.
在神眼中的恶人可能跟你我的观念不太一样啊。
The wicked person in the eyes of God may be different from that of ours.
可能在神眼中恶人不是只有犯罪行恶才叫恶人哦。
Perhaps in the eyes of God, the definition of a wicked person not only lies on those who break laws or sin.
我们看回来第十六节。
And let's read back to verse 16.
十六节。
16.
但神对恶人说：“你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约？”我们在这里看到圣经里面讲到恶人。
And here the Bible mentions about the wicked.
他说恶人却是口中传讲律例，提到神的约啊。
And here the wicked is one who declared the statutes and take the covenant of God in their mouth.
这个恶人可能看起来非常的虔诚。
And perhaps this wicked person may appear very devout.
这个恶人口拿可能手拿圣经到处教训别人。
They may have a Bible in their hand and they teach the words of God.
因为这里讲说这个恶人是传讲神的律例。
Because here says the wicked declares the statutes of God.
而且常常谈到神的约。
He often speaks of the covenant of God.
哎，这样子的恶人可能跟我们脑筋里面的那个恶人的形象是不太一样的。
And this type of wicked person may be very different from our image of a wicked person.
所以在神的眼中，什么叫做恶人
？So what are considered? Who is considered wicked in the eyes of God?
为什么一个传讲神的律例，常常提到神的约，却被归类成为恶人呢
？Why is it that a person who preaches and declares the statutes and covenant of God is considered wicked?
因为从十七节以下，我们看见
，starting from verse 17, we can see this.
说这个人虽然口中传讲神的约
，even though this person preaches the statutes and covenant of God,
可能看起来非常虔诚，常常讲到圣经上的律法
，even though he may seem very reverent, always speaking of the commandments of God.
但是当他的生活行为、言语、表现与圣经所记载的不同。
But when their life, their conduct, their speech is different from the recordings of the Bible.
有口无心，言行不合一，就成为一个恶人啦。
And when their speech and their conduct and their actions are not in one accord, then they have become a wicked person.
所以我们千万不要以为今天你我都跟恶人没有关系。
So today, don't let us think that we have nothing to do with the wicked.
如果今天不谨慎、不小心，你跟我，我们都有可能最后成为神眼中的恶人。
Because today, if we're not careful, all of us may become the wicked in the eyes of God.
啊，口里讲述神的话，常说哈利路亚，很虔诚。
We speak the words of God often, and we often say hallelujah. We seem very devout.
但是，当我们的生活行为表现远离了神的教训，就成为一个恶人了。
But when our life, our conduct has departed from the teachings of God, then we have become the wicked.
啊，所以接下来在这一段里面告诉我们，什么样的人被称为恶人呢
？The following passage tells us what type of people are considered wicked.
底下有讲到几个恶人的特征。
And here it speaks of a few characteristics of the wicked.
我们看第十七节。
Let us read verse 17.
十七节。
17.
十七节说：“其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后。”所以，什么叫做恶人
？So what is a wicked person?
第一个就是，其实我们内心是恨恶管教，没有把神的话放在心上。
It means that this person, in fact, in their heart, they hate the instructions of God and they do not place them in their heart.
一个人为什么会恨恶管教？
And why would a person hate instruction?
因为他觉得自己是对的。
Because they often feel that they are right.
你看小朋友，或者你看有些人啊，是听不得别人教导的。
We can see some people, they cannot listen to other criticizing or teaching them.
你有时候跟他讲一件事情，
When you tell them something,
他马上就跳起来，马上就反弹。
And immediately they will react to what you say.
然后给你很多的借口，很多的理由，就是因为这样，就是因为那样。
And they'll give you a list of excuses, it's because of this, it's because of that.
因为他不愿意听别人讲。
And because they're not willing to listen to others.
更不愿意承认自己是错的。
And even more, they're not willing to admit to their faults.
哦，所以一个人如果非常的自我的中心。
So if a person is very self-centered.
啊，或者里面只看到自己而容不下任何其他人的意见。
They can only see themselves, they cannot accept opinion, suggestion from anyone else.
没有办法谦卑认识到自己的错误。
They cannot humble themselves to admit to their own faults.
没有能力虚心去听别人的建议。
They don't have the ability to humble themselves to take others' suggestions.
在这里告诉我们，你就变成神眼中的恶人啦。
Then the Bible here tells us you have become the wicked in the eyes of God.
我们来看撒母耳记上的第十五章。
I turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上第十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章的第九节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
扫罗和百姓却怜惜雅甲，并爱惜上好的牛、羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切的美物，不肯灭绝。凡下贱瘦弱的尽都杀了， 第十三节
Verse 13.
撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说，愿主赐福给你，神的命令我已遵守了。第十四节
14.
我撒母耳说，我耳中听见有羊叫牛鸣，是从哪里来的呢？十五节
15.
这扫罗说，这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，因为他们爱惜上好的牛羊，要献给主你的神，其余的我们都灭尽了。十六节
16.
撒母耳对扫罗说，你住口吧，等我把神昨夜对我向我所说的话告诉你。我们再看第二十节第十九节
Verse 19.
十九节，你为何没有听从神的命令，急忙掳掠财物，行神眼中看为恶的事呢？二十节
20.
扫罗对撒母耳说，我实在听从神的命令，行了神所差遣我所行的路。二十一节
21.
百姓却要在所献的当灭的物中起了最好的，要在吉甲献给主你的神。我们在这里看到一段我们熟悉的故事。
And here we see a very familiar story.
在这里讲到以色列国度的第一个君王。
Here it talks about the first king of the kingdom of Israel.
特别被神选出来做王的扫罗。
Saul, who was especially chosen by God to become the king.
神吩咐他们去跟亚玛利人他们的敌人征战。
God commanded them to fight against their enemy, the Amalekites.
并要求他们把这些牛群、羊群全部灭绝。
And commanded them to kill off and destroy all their enemies utterly.
这些牛群羊群、
all the oxen and
但是扫罗不愿意啊。
Saul was unwilling.
因为这些牛群羊群都是财富。
Because all these oxen, they're wealth.
打仗要花钱。
You need to spend money in battles.
所以抢夺回来的这些掳掠回来的物品，就是他们这个 compensate 就是能够来就是他们得到战争的红利啊。
So all the plunder, sheep and oxen are to compensate for their casualties in the war.
如果通通没有带回来
，if they don't bring back anything,
全部都杀掉
，and they kill everything off,
那这一场战争就是亏本啦。
And they have lost a great deal in the battle.
所以啊，这些扫罗跟这些百姓说，干嘛杀掉，多浪费啊。
And so Saul said to the people, "Why waste and kill everyone?"
所以就把好的全部都带回来了。
So they brought back all the good.
可是神非常生气啊。
But God was in great anger.
神就跟扫罗说，你为什么做这件事情呢
？So God said to him, "Why have you done this?"
你看扫罗怎么回答
？So what did Saul say?
扫罗说没有啊，我有听你的话啊。
And Saul said, "No, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord."
结果撒母耳说，你有听神的话啊？为什么还有动物的声音
？So Samuel asked him, "If you have listened to the word of God, then why do I still hear noises from the animals?"
那个声音那个声音是百姓啦，是百姓要带回来的。
So Saul argued and said, "It is because of the people wanted to bring them back."
结果撒母耳跟他讲说，你不要讲话。
So Samuel said to Saul, "Be quiet."
神有吩咐你啊，把他灭绝。
And God indeed had commanded you to kill them all.
你为什么没有顺服
？And why have you not submitted?
扫罗又讲，我对不起啦，
And then Saul said, "I'm very sorry."
其实我也是想顺服啦。
And actually, I wanted to obey.
都是别人的错，都是那些百姓害我的。
But it's all the fault of the Israelites. They are the ones who made me do this.
这就是人的天性。
And so this is the nature of men.
一个人不喜欢承认自己的软弱，不愿意说自己有错。
And a person is not willing to admit to their weaknesses and their faults.
时常把所有的责任都推就在别人的身上。
And so often we push all the responsibilities onto another person.
他说这样的人在神眼中，他就是一个恶人啊。
And this type of people, they are considered wicked in the eyes of God.
神有吩咐，神有命令。
God commanded him, instructed him.
不管你有什么理由，什么借口。
No matter what excuses or reasons.
结论就是你没有顺服神的旨意啊。
And the only result is that you have not obeyed the command of God.
但是今天的人。
But today, people.
我们很喜欢自我的原谅。
And we like to forgive ourselves.
觉得说没有关系啦，神会了解。
We comfort ourselves by saying it is okay, God will understand.
虽然我犯罪。
And though I have sinned.
虽然我没有按照圣经。
Though I didn't follow the Bible.
但是神知道我是软弱的，我以后会更好。
But God knows I'm weak and I will get better.
是别人害我的，谁叫我身旁有坏朋友。
And other people made me do it.My bad friends made me do it.
所以很多时候我们把所有的责任都归咎在别人的身上。
So many times we push all the responsibilities on our but on other people.
千错万错都不是我的错。
All the wrongs, it's none of my fault.
到最后在神眼中我们就成为一个恶人。
But in the end, in the eyes of God, we will become this wicked person.
所以我们看到一个人如果不愿意听接受管教。
When we see that a person is unwilling to listen to chastisement,
当你听到圣经上的教训，你总觉得说这跟我没有关系。
Whenever we hear the teachings of the Bible, we feel it has nothing to do with us.
当你认识到自己的错误，你就觉得说没关系，这是别人害的。
Even if you recognize your own faults, then you realize and you blame others for causing you to sin.
其实那就是内心当中的骄傲。
Then that's this pride and arrogance in your heart.
到最后信仰只剩下表面。
In the very end, your faith will only be superficial.
就像法利赛人一样啊。
Just like the Pharisees.
在圣经当中讲到法利赛人。
The Bible talks about Pharisees.
都是非常非常的负面，大部分都是非常的负面。
And most of them are very in a very negative manner.
其实他们原本并不是这样的。
But the fact is, Pharisees were always, were not always. This bad.
在主前八百年，当法利赛人出现的时候
，800 BC before the Pharisees appeared，
其实他们是一群又虔诚又属灵又努力学习道理的人。
And actually, they were a group of people who devoted themselves into the study and worship of God.
所以他们叫法利赛。
And that is why they were called the Pharisees.
法利赛是什么意思
？So what does it mean?
法利赛的意思就是分别呀、分别为圣的意思啊。
And Pharisee actually means to sanctify, to separate themselves.
所以啊，他们觉得说社会的世风败，社会的风气败坏。
So they felt the corrupted, the society was very corrupted.
这个社会里面充满了罪恶。
And the society is filled with sins.
所以他们就跟众人分别，去过着一个简单的生活。
And this is why they segregated themselves from the people and lived a very simple life.
住到荒野当中。
They live in the wilderness.
简单的生活。
They lived a very simple life.
自己种点东西，自给自足。
And they would plant their own food and be satisfied with their own living.
然后每天花大量的时间学习神的道理。
They would spend a great amount of time each day to study the words of God.
所以原本的法利赛人是虔诚又公义的。
So in the very beginning, the Pharisees, they were very upright, they were very devout.
但是随着时间的过去，
But with the passing of time,
因为众人看到他们的虔诚，就常常的尊重他们，赞美他们。
Because people see their devoutness and their reverence, so people praise and honor them.
结果在赞美当中就忘记自己是谁。
So within these voices of praises, they have forgotten who they are.
在众人的尊崇当中就骄傲自大。
In people's honor, they become prideful.
所以到最后主耶稣说你们是粉饰的坟墓啊。
So in the very end, Jesus told them they are whitewashed tombs.
外面看起来洗得很干净，里面充满了死人骨头。
Though they appear very clean and holy on the outside, but inside there are rotten bones.
所以我们不要成为像法利赛人一样。
So let us not become Pharisees.
信仰只剩下外在的一些表现。
Our faith only becomes superficial.
但是缺少了内在的谦卑跟顺服。
But we lack the submission and humility inside.
在这里讲说，神说什么是恶人。
So here What is God's definition of a wicked?
就是外面传讲神的律法。
That outwardly they preach the words of God.
但是里面却恨恶神的管教。
But inwardly they hate the instructions of God.
看起来表面非常虔诚。
Outwardly they appear very devout.
其实是把神的话丢到背后。
But in fact they have casted the words of God behind them.
所以神是看人内心的。
So God sees the heart of men.
神知道你的生活行为。
And God knows your life, your conduct.
神知道你在外面的表现，你所说的话语。
God knows everything you do and say outside.
所以我们要做一个真实的人。
So let us become a true person.
从内到外都要成为一个更新的生命。
From in and out, we need to have a renewed and a new renewed life.
才能够成为神眼中的义人。
Only by that can we become a righteous man in the eyes of God.
第二，我们看回来诗篇的第五十篇。
Secondly, let's turn back to Psalm chapter 50.
诗篇五十篇。
Psalm chapter 50.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，你见了盗贼，就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。在这里讲到第二个恶人的表现啊。
Here tells us a second characteristic of a wicked.
这里讲到说恶人有什么表现
？So what does it tell us？
他说，恶人就喜欢 与恶同行啊。
It means they love to consent with evil.
啊，在这里说啊，这里有，他说有盗贼，有淫乱的人。
And here says there are thieves and adulterers.
你喜欢跟他同伙，你要跟，你常跟他在一起。
And you like to consent with them, you like to be with them.
哦，所以到最后，你就像他们一样，成为恶人。
In the very end, you would be just like them, you'll turn into a wicked.
一个人为什么会跟恶人在一起
？So why would a man be with an evil one？
我们来看一下诗篇的第一篇呢、啊。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter one。
我们看诗篇的第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter one。
诗篇第一篇的第一节。
Psalm chapter one, verse one。
第一节
Verse one.
这里说不从恶人的计谋不占罪人的道路不做亵慢人的座位唯喜爱神律法的昼夜思想这人变为有福第三
Verse three.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时结果子叶子也不枯干凡他所做的尽都顺利第四节
Verse four.
恶人并不是这样乃像糠秕被风吹散我们再看箴言的第一章
Let's also turn to Proverbs chapter 1
箴言第一章
Proverbs chapter
1箴言的第一章的第十节
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10
第十节
10
我儿，恶人若引诱你，你不可随从。他们若说你与我们同去，我们要埋伏流人之血，要蹲伏害无辜的人。十二节。我们好像阴间把他们活活吞下，他们如同下坑的人，被我们囫囵吞了。十三节。我们必得各样宝物。将所掳来的装满房屋十四节
14.
你与我们大家同分我们共用一个钱袋啊囊袋啊而在这里告诉我们诗篇跟箴言的第一篇都讲到恶人
So both of first chapter of Proverbs and Psalms speaks of the wicked
诗篇跟箴言被称为智慧书
Psalm and Proverbs are considered books of wisdom
所以第一篇他都告诉我们说小心你不要变成恶人啊
The very first chapter tells us careful not to become a wicked
都告诉我们说不要跟恶人同行
And tells us not to be partakers of the wicked
因为人是很容易被环境所影响所改变的
Because as men we easily are influenced and changed by our environment、
啊、所以我们说近朱者赤近墨者黑你像什么环境你就越来越像那个环境的人、啊、
So if you're living in an environment sometimes without being careful you'll become more like the people in that environment、
啊、所以、啊、在这里告诉我们说当你常常跟恶人同行你就在恶事上有份
The Bible tells us if you often walk with the wicked, then you will be partakers of the wicked.、
啊、但是为什么一个人会跟恶人同行呢
？But why would a person be friends with the evil？
那箴言的第一章十三节跟十四节告诉我们啊。
Proverbs chapter one verse 13-14 tells us.
他说啊，我们就把所掳来的这一切能够装满了我们的房子。
Because we can fill our houses with spoils.
然后你跟我，我们可以共用一个钱袋啊。
And let us all have one purse. We can share everything together.
什么意思
？What does it mean？
意思就是说得到共同的好处啊。
And that means you will receive this mutual benefit.
一个人为什么会跟恶人同行
？So why would a man walk with the evil？
就是为了要得着好处。
In order to gain these benefits.
所以在诗篇五十篇这里告诉我们啊，告诉我们的恶人。
So the wicked man mentioned in Psalm chapter 50.
他说你见了盗贼跟他你就跟他同行。
When you see a thief, you consent with him.
你看到行淫乱的人你就跟他一同有份。
When you see the adulterers, you become partakers with them.
这里到底在告诉我们什么
?So what exactly is it telling us?
告诉我们说当你今天没有是非对错的观念你就是恶人。
And tells us today if you cannot discern right from wrong, evil from good, then you are a wicked person.
哦，在这里讲说，这里这个人呐、啊，他是选择、乐意、喜欢要跟恶人同行。
Here the Bible tells us they chose to be partakers with the evil.
他并没有，他并不在乎这个与他同行的是好人还坏人
And they actually do not care whether these people are bad or good
他只在乎他在当中可以得到什么样的好处
They only care about the benefits and the goods they can receive by being their friends
所以当我们今天人生当中没有对错的分别
So today in our life we cannot discern good from bad.
当我们没有善恶的观念，
we don't have this concept of right and evil.
不是你不知道哦，
it's not that you don't know.
我们不要忘记这里讲到的这个人是熟读律法，讲述神的话，他非常懂哦。
And let us not forget the person mentioned here. He is very familiar with the statutes and laws of God.
这里讲的不是因为无知。
And this person is not because he's ignorant.
哦，不是说啊，我不懂嘛，我就被人，我就跟他们走啦，我也不知道啊，我犯罪，哎呀，我不知道，不是无知啊。
It's not that he was so innocent.He was led along by the wicked.
这里讲说他非常清楚。
And the Bible actually tells us he's very knowledgeable.
因为他可以讲述神的律法。
He's very clear because he can speak of the words of God.
他口中常常提到神的道。
And he often declares the statutes of God.
所以他是懂律法的。
So he understands God's
laws. 懂律法代表知道对错。
Understanding the law means he knows the right from wrong.
但是虽然知道对错，但是他却乐意与恶人同行。
So even though he knows the right from wrong, he was willing to be partakers of the evil.
代表说这些律法对他只是一个知识而已。
It means these laws are only knowledge to him.
而不是他的生命。
And they're not part of his life.
如果我们今天学了很多圣经，
Today if I have learned many of the biblical teachings,
你圣经倒背如流，
And you can memorize the entire Bible.
啊，但是你却没有把这个圣经上的道理融入你的生命里面。
But you have not allowed these teachings to be a part of your life.
那你到最后还是走在恶人的路上啊。
Until the very end, you're still walking on the path of the evil.
在这里讲说，这个人虽然很清楚神的律法。
Here says, though this person understands the statutes of God very well,
但是他更在意的是他能够得到什么样的好处。
But what he cared more was what kind of benefits and goods could he receive.
我们来看一下提摩太后书哦。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太前书啊。
Excuse me, 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书。
1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
这里讲说，若有人传异教，不服从我们耶稣基督纯正的话和合乎敬虔的道理。第四。
And verse 4.
他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑。第五节。
Verse 5.
并那坏的心术，失上真理之人的真境，他们以敬虔为得利的门路啊。在这里告诉我们说什么叫恶人。
So here tells us the definition of a wicked man.
就是把敬虔当作得利益的方法。
And that is, they treat godliness as a mean of gain.
我们今天如果看看我们的社会环境，
Today, if we see the society and the surroundings,
我们如果看看我们的基督教世界，
If you look at the Christian world,
有多少人是以神的话、以敬虔、以基督徒的身份，却不断地行这种得着好处、专为自己利益的方法。
How many people use the name of godliness in order to gain means of wealth for themselves?
我们如果有机会可以去查一查世界上最有钱的牧师啊。
If you have time to search on the internet, you can find out who's the wealthiest pastor in the world.
那个世界上最有钱的牧师，你觉得会在哪里？
Where do you think the wealthiest pastor in the world?
我们可能会觉得说应该在美国嘛，对不对？
You may think he may be in the United States.
就算不是美国，也应该是欧洲嘛。
Even if not in the United States, at least in Europe.
有钱的国家才能养出有钱的牧师，不是吗？
Only a wealthy country can harbor wealthy pastors.
错了。
And you're actually wrong.
全世界最有钱的牧师在非洲。
And the wealthiest pastor is actually in Africa.
应该讲说全世界最有钱的前十名的牧师，他将近一半都在非洲啊。
And we can say half of the wealthiest top 10 pastors are all in Africa.
所以啊，有时候你真的去想一想哦。
So if you think about this,
主耶稣基督来到世界上成为卑微。
And Lord Jesus came to this world to humble himself.
降生在穷木匠的家里，为我们吃了各样的苦头。
He was born into the poor family of a carpenter and suffered all sorts of tribulation.
但是我们看见我们现在社会上的环境里有多少人以耶稣基督的名字来行敛财的事实。
But we can see how many people in this world use the name of Jesus in order to gain wealth for themselves.
他们真的爱神吗？
Do they truly love God?
还是他们更爱钱呢？
Or do they actually love their money more?
他们真的信神吗？
Do they truly believe in God?
还是信仰只是他们得利益的方法而已？
Or faith is merely a mean to their gains.
我在多米尼加的时候，
When I was in Dominican Republic,
有机会啊，遇到当地的一个牧师啊。
I had a chance to meet a local pastor.
他邀请我去他家。
A local pastor from another denomination invited me to his house.
然后就去他家看一看啊。
So I went and checked it out.
我去他家看，然后吓了我一跳啊。
But when I went, I was shocked.
5层楼。
It was a five-story building.
一间大楼，五层楼就是他们家的，他们家一家人住啊。
It was actually a five-story house for his own family.
屋顶还有游泳池。
And there was a pool on the top of the building.
多明尼家的平均薪资水平是一个月薪水大概400到500块美金。
And the average income in Dominican Republic is only about $400 to $500.
那个是他们的老师或是警察的薪水哦。
And that's actually only the salary to their teachers or policemen.
啊，更不要讲说平常的上班族更低。
And needless to say, though, just ordinary people is even lower.
啊，这个牧师啊，一栋五层楼的房子，顶上还有游泳池。
But this pastor lived in a five-story house with a swimming pool at the top floor.
哦，我说哇，你这个生活蛮好哦。
So I said to him, "You have a pretty good life."
他说，感谢主啊，这都是神的赐福啊。
And so he said, "Thank God, all these are blessings from God."
然后他开始跟我说啊，他们是家族连锁的教会。
So he started to share with me how their church is a family-owned chain.
啊，他说啊，我这个教会做起来之后啊，我叫我太太的弟弟来加入，所以他又开了另外一间在哪里
？So he said, after I started off my own church, I asked my wife's brother to come, and they started another church somewhere else.
哇，不但是连锁制，而且还是会员制哦。
Not only is it a chain church, it's also a membership church.
哦、所以啊，他的生活非常非常的富裕。
So his life was very well thought.
然后他说，他们最近准备再开一间。
And so he said recently they have planned to open up another church.
其实对很多地方，对很多人来讲，信仰跟做买卖没有什么两样。
For many people in many different places, faith is no different from doing business.
开教会就像开连锁店，只是增加赚钱的机会而已。
Opening church is just like opening a chain store. It's just another means to gain more money.
他们没有什么是非观。
And they don't have any concept of right and wrong.
也没有什么在神面前的敬虔。
And they don't have any true devotion before God.
他们所在乎的只是能够给我带来什么样的好处。
All they care about is what kind of wealth and gain can.
但是你不要搞错哦。
But don't be mistaken.
他圣经很熟哦。
They're very familiar with the Bible.
圣经可能比你我都熟啊。
And they may actually be more familiar with the Bible than all of us.
但是那只是他得利益。得好处的方法而已。
But it's only a means, a method to gaining their wealth.
好，有一次啊，我在跟一个慕道者在聊天。
And one time I was chatting with a truth-seeking friend.
然后他就跟我说啊，传道啊，要不然你跟我去跟我们的牧师聊一聊好不好
？And he told me, preacher, why don't you come and chat with my pastor?
因为你讲的跟我们牧师讲的都不一样。
Because what you're saying is very different from what my pastor say.
我说好啊。
I said sure.
啊，所以啊，我就跟他去了。
So I went with him.
啊，我就。跟他哇，走钻大街走小巷啊，走了大概快半个小时才到他们教会啊。
So we walked through different alleys, and finally, after half an hour, we reached his church.
啊，结果在里面大概待了五分钟，我就跑出来了。
So after 5 minutes in that church, I ran out.
啊，为什么跑出来
？Why did I run out？
啊，受不了，耳朵受不了。
I couldn't take it anymore.
啊，他们的会堂里面啊，装了那种巨型的大喇叭。
And they have these mega amplifiers in their church.
啊，然后啊，里面啊，哇，有人在唱歌啊，对，在唱诗啊，还男女对唱啊。
And they have people singing duets, men and women singing duets in the chapel.
哦，唱得很大声啊，耳朵受不了，就跑出来了。
And they were singing so loud, I couldn't handle it, and ran out.
啊，然后啊，那个慕道朋友也出来了。
I saw the truth-seeking friend also came out.
我说他们在干嘛
？So I said, what are they doing?
他说我们在唱奉献歌。
And they said they were singing hymns about offering.
哦，就是一直唱，叫大家奉献啊。
And they were just keep singing and telling everyone to offer.
我说 OK， 好，那大概要唱多久
？So I asked him about how long do you have to sing?
他说20分钟。
About 20 minutes.
好，没关系，我们就在外面等了20分钟。
So it's okay, we waited outside for 20 minutes.
啊，结果。结束了，我们就进去了。
After they finished, we went in.
啊，他们的牧师就上台。
The pastor went up.
啊，就开始念圣经。
He began reading the Bible.
啊，因为我很好奇啊，我很想听听别的教会的牧师在讲什么。
I was very curious. I wanted to hear what other pastors from other denominations were talking about.
啊，我还记得他讲的是创世纪啊。
I remember he was speaking about Genesis.
他就把创世纪以撒。遇到利百加那一段整个念了一次啊、哦。
And he read through the entire scripture of how Isaac met Rebecca.
五十几节啊。
About 50 some verses.
他念了15分钟啊、哦。
He read it for 15 minutes.
啊，他终于念完了，他准备开始讲了。
He finally finished, he was about to begin speaking.
我就很认真的听啊。
And I started to focus.
他就告诉大家。
And he told everyone.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
婚姻非常的重要。
Marriage is very important.
我说对。
I said yes.
然后呢？ 然后他就下来了。
Then he came down.
他就下来了。
Then he came down.
然后音乐又开始了。
And the music started.
我说现在是怎么样？
And I said, what's going on now?
他说现在是会后的奉献歌。
And he said, this is an after service offering hymn.
所以一整个聚会一个小时。
So the entire service lasted for an hour.
叫你奉献就讲了四十分钟。
And they took them 40 minutes to tell you to offer.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们真的要去仔细思考。
Sometimes we need to think very carefully.
到底一个人做圣工参与教会到底是为了什么？
So for what exact purpose does a person involve in church holy work?
谈到律法，讲到神的约，不代表他是真正拜神的。
When a person speaks of the laws and commands of God, doesn't mean they truly worship God.
因为这里讲说，这个人虽然讲到神的约，但他却选择与恶人同行。
Because here the Bible tells us, though this person speaks of the covenant of God, he is a partaker of the wicked.
因为他所想要得到的乃是当中的利益。
Because what he wants to receive are the gains from between.
哦，所以我们今天要特别提醒自己哦。
So today let us specially remind ourselves.
我们要知道说我们为什么要信神。
We need to know why we believe in God.
我们要知道我们为什么参与圣工。
We need to know why we involve in holy work.
我们要知道我们为什么重视信仰。
We need to know why we value our faith.
我们要知道我们奔跑最后的目标跟方向。
And we need to know the ultimate goal of our faith.
说不要只有留在这世界上的好处啊。
So let us not only linger in the goods and gains of this world.
因为圣经上面告诉我们。
For the Bible tells us.
他说一个人如果信耶稣只在今生有指望。
If a person believes in Lord Jesus Christ and to only have hope in this life,
他说他比众人都可怜啊。
He is more pitiful than all men.
哦，所以我们今天要知道，我们来到教会不是因为我要从教会得到什么好处。
Today we need to know we come to church not so we can gain some sort of benefits.
我们关心信徒不是因为信徒能够给我们带来什么样的利益。
And we care for the members not because they can bring some kind of goods to us.
今天我们所做的一切。
And today everything we do.
不管是生命上的改变。
Whether it is transformations to our lives.
或者是圣工上的付出。
Or our giving our efforts in the holy work.
或者是同龄当中的相爱。
Or the love and care between the brethren.
其实只有一个原因而已啊。
There is only one sole purpose.
就是耶稣爱我。
It is because Jesus loves me.
啊，因为耶稣爱我，我被神的爱所感动。
Because Jesus loves me, I've been compelled and touched by the love of God.
所以自然而然的，我会去爱我身旁的人。
So very naturally, I want to love and care for those around me.
好像一个杯子。
Just like a cup.
啊，当你在杯子里面不断的倒水。
And continue to pour water into this cup.
水满了，自然就流出来了。
Once the cup fills up, it overfills naturally.
啊，当一个人常常被神的爱所充满。
And when a person is constantly filled by the love of God.
啊，自然而然这个爱就流出来，流到身旁的人去了。
And very naturally, this love will overflow from them, toward those around them.
没有利益的追求。
And there is no pursuit of gains.
只是爱心的表达。
And merely a showing of love.
啊，这个就是在神眼中的义人啊。
And this is a righteous person in the eyes of God.
哦，所以这是第二个给我们的提醒。
And this is a second reminder for us.
说信仰要学会敬畏神。
That in our faith we need to learn to fear God.
在奔跑天路要知道自己追求的目标。
In our journey of faith we need to know our direction and goal very clearly.
第三。
Thirdly.
我们看回来诗篇的五十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 50.
第十九节
Verse 19
十九节
19
你口认说恶言你舌编造诡诈二十节
20
你坐着毁谤你的弟兄残毁你亲母的儿子这是第三个问题啊
This is a third problem
什么问题
What is the problem
就是嘴巴
And that is your mouth
哦，有时候我们觉得说哎呀讲几句话没关系啦
Sometimes you may feel it doesn't hurt to just say a few things
哎呀我是有口无心
I merely said it without any ill intentions.
我是刀子嘴，但是我是豆腐心啊。
My words may be sharp, but my heart is soft.
我们会觉得说，哎呀，没有啦，那些认识我的人都了解啦，啊，那个他们不会怎么样啦。
We may think that everyone who knows me, they won't be offended. They know me just like this.
啊，有的人讲话很刻薄啊。
And some are very harsh in their speech.
有人讲话很喜欢伤人，如刀刺透人的心。
And some people love to hurt others with their words.
啊，但是我们觉得说啊 ，no big deal， 这个有什么关系？我又不是故意的。
But some may think it is no big deal. They didn't do it purposely.
啊，我还遇到有一个弟兄跟我说啊。
I met a brother who told me this once.
他说我就喜欢骂人。
He said I love to yell at people.
啊，还跟我说神造我就是这样啊，哇。
This is how God made me.
我心里想说你完蛋了。
So I thought you're doomed.
哦，你 把人生的责任都归咎在神的身上。
And you push all the responsibilities onto God.
而我不用改啊，神造我就是这样。
I don't need to change it because this is the way God made me.
我就跟他说啊。
I told him.
那神赐给你圣灵做什么
？So what's the use of God giving you the Holy Spirit?
啊，你说你造你就是这样啊。
And you said this is the way God made you.
你不能改变，也不愿意改变。
You can't change. You're not willing to change.
讲话永远尖酸刻薄，风凉话。
You're always so cruel, so sarcastic, so mean in your speech.
讲话永远如刀刺透人的心。
You're always speaking words that hurt others.
我说那神赐给你圣灵干什么
？So what's the use of God giving you the Holy Spirit?
圣灵不是就是让你在软弱当中靠着神改变吗
？So isn't the purpose of the Holy Spirit to help you change in times of your weakness?
那你信神做什么
？So what's your reason to believe in God?
不就是靠着神的能力使你有更新成为新人吗
？Is it not that you can rely on God so you may renew and become a better person?
那你都不能改，也不愿意改。
If you can't change, you're not willing to change.
那你信耶稣做什么
？Then what's the use of you believing 我们 Jesus?
我们千万不要以为讲讲没关系呀、
啊。So don't let us ever think it is okay just to say it.
因为到最后审判日要凭我们的口定我们有罪。或以我们为义啊
Because in the very end on the judgment day, our words, our speech will determine whether we are justified or we are sinful.
我们来看雅各书哦。
Let's turn to the book of James.
我们看雅各书。
Book of James.
我们看雅各书的第三章。
Let's turn to book of James chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章的第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节、啊、这里讲说这样舌头在白体里也是最小的却能说大话看哪、啊、最小的火能点着最大的树林第六节
Verse 6.
舌头就是火在我们白体中舌头是个罪恶的世界能污秽全身且把生命的轮子点起来而且是从地狱里点起来的在这里圣经里面特别告诉我们、啊、
Here the Bible especially tells us,
他说如果我们不能够克制自己的舌头
if we cannot control our own tongue,
他会把你的人生放火把你点起来、啊、
It will set a fire on your life and set everything burning.
火烧屋有没有看过、啊、
Have you seen fire burning down a house?
你看、啊、那个房子被烧掉、啊、常常都是一点小地方开始的、啊。
How entire house is burned down with a start of a small little candle.
炉头忘了关。
If you forget to turn off your stove.
电线走火。
Or your outlet caught fire.
调皮的小孩玩火柴。
Or if your naughty child plays with matches.
到最后就是一点点的小火就把整个房子都烧掉了。
A little, very little fire can burn down the entire house.
所以我们今天的生命也是一样。
So today, similar with our life.
不要小看那个我们所说出来的话，因为我们所说的话可能会决定我们最后会不会得救啊。
Don't ever look lightly upon the words we speak because the words we speak will determine whether or not we'll be saved.
所以如果没有造就人的话，最好就不要讲啦。
If we don't speak any words of edification, better we say nothing at all.
不说话本身就是一种说话的智慧。
And not saying anything at all, in fact, is a wisdom of speech.
啊，箴言里面告诉我们啦、啊。
The book of Proverbs tell us.
他说愚昧人闭口不言就算他的智慧啦。
If a foolish person shuts his mouth, then that's considered him wise.
哦，所以有时候说话给人带来好处。
Many times if you speak, you may bring benefits to others.
这时候你说话就是你的智慧。
So if you speak at the right time, then that is considered wisdom.
如果你觉得哎有一股火，好像要那个讲出来的话，好像恶毒，好像毒啊，要这样去伤害别人，你就闭口不言啦、啊。
But if you feel that there's a force of venom or fire coming out of you, then it's better that you speak.
啊，这也
don't speak.
这也是一个智慧啊。
And that itself is also a wisdom.
其实能够控制住不要乱讲话，这就是一个很大的智慧。
And actually being able to control your tongue and not speak so lightly is a wisdom.
啊，所以在诗篇的五十篇告诉我们啊
Psalm chapter 50 tells us.
当你随便论断别人，口出恶言，而且捏造。
When you easily speak evil, frame others, or speak against your brothers.
喜欢讲八卦，到最后到处这样的，到处在背后乱传话。
And you like to slander, you like to gossip behind others.
他说你就变成神眼中的恶人哦。
And you will become the wicked in the eyes of God.
所以千万不要觉得啊讲讲没关系呀。
So don't let us ever think it is okay just to talk about it.
不小心讲来讲去就把你的永生给讲掉了。
If you're not careful, then with your speech, you easily will lose your salvation.
所以在以弗所书里面告诉我们
The book of Ephesians tell us
在以弗所书的第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
以弗所书的第四章里面告诉我们了。
Ephesians chapter 4 tell us.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
他说污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要凡事说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。这里是保罗特别提醒你跟我。
And Paul especially reminds each one of us.
不会讲就不要说。
If you don't know what to say, then don't say it.
啊，使我们的话能够真正造就别人。
So let our words become words of edification.
给人带来好处。
That it may bring good to others.
啊，那你就是一个有智慧，有智慧的人。
Then you'll be considered a wise man.
那最后我们看回来诗篇的五十篇。
And lastly, let's turn back to Psalm chapter 50.
诗篇的五十篇的二十一节。
Psalm chapter 50, verse 21.
诗篇五十篇的二十一节。
Psalm 50, 21.
他说：“你行了这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我和你一样，其实我要责备你呀。”这是第四个问题呀。
And this is the fourth problem.
什么问题
？What is the problem？
就是不改呀。
And that is to not change.
不惧怕哦。
You're not afraid.
心中没有神，心中没有敬畏的心。
And there's not a fearful heart in your heart.
你做了恶事。
You have done an evil thing.
你抛弃了神的话语。
You have forsaken the word of God.
你厌恶神的管教。
And you loathe the words of God, the teachings of God.
你口说恶言，在背后到处讲人家的闲话。
You slander and speak evil words.
啊，结果神没有惩罚你啊。
And God did not punish you.
啊，你走出去没有被雷劈。
You did not get struck by lightning when you walk out of the
temple. 你开车没有被车撞。
You didn't get hit by other cars.
你没有做身体检查，发觉自己癌症末期。
You did not discover that you are you have terminal illness.
你就觉得说，哎，没事啊，哎呀，感谢主啊，主认同我的行为啊。
You may think, thank God, God doesn't think what I'm doing is wrong.
如同这一节所说的，说我你做了这些恶事啊，我没有马上处理你。
And just like this verse says, you have done all these evil things, yet I have not punished you immediately.
你就以为没关系啊，以为神是认同的。
And then you think it's okay that God agrees with you.
啊，我曾经有个年轻人跟我说啊。
And one time a young man said this to me.
他说啊，我要去做一件我知道是错事。
I'm going to do something that I know it's wrong.
啊，但是我要到神面前去祷告。
But I'm going to pray before God.
啊，我祷告，如果神没有阻止我，就是认同我。
After I pray, if God does not stop me, that means God agrees with me.
如果神不认同我，他就会阻止我。
If God doesn't agree with me, then He will stop me.
我跟他讲说啊，这样你不用祷告了，你就去吧。
So I told him, you don't need to pray, just go do what you want to do.
他说，传道你怎么这样？
He said, preacher, how can you be like this?
我说，因为你不用祷告，因为神不会回答你的。
And he said, I told him, you don't need to pray because God will never answer you.
你已经把恶接到心中了。
Because you have already taken that evil inside of your heart.
你明明知道圣经说不可以，神已经告诉你了。
And you clearly know what the Bible tells you.
你还要说我要去祷告看看。
But you still say I want to go pray and just try it out.
我去祷告看主啊主啊，我祷告一下，我可以去抢劫吗？
And so he will pray and pray, God, can I go rob someone?
你没有说不可以哦，代表你认同哦。
If you didn't say no, that means I can go rob someone.
你如果已经知道是恶，你就不用再祷告了。
But you actually, if you already know it's an evil matter, then you shouldn't pray about it.
何必浪费彼此的时间呢？
And why waste each other's time?
就去吧。
Why don't you just go and do it?
为什么？因为你已经没有神了，心中没有神了。
Because you no longer have God in your heart.
所以我们今天呢，不要以为说神没有出声音，代表神认同啊。
So today, let us not think just because God didn't speak.Or God doesn't do anything means God agrees with you.
因为在彼得后书里面告诉我们。
Second Peter tells us.
彼得后书的第三章啊。
Second Peter chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
彼得后书的第三章第八节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 8.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄，你有一件事你们不要忘记。”就是神看一日如千年，千年如一日。第九节，神所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容，不愿意有一个人沉沦，乃愿意人人都悔改。在这里圣经告诉我们啊，
Here the Bible tells us.
他说你做错事，神没有马上处理你，不是放纵你啊。
When you have done something wrong, God did not punish you immediately. Doesn't mean God has slacked off.
是希望给你机会，希望给你时间，给你宽容，让你能够悔改。
But in fact, God is giving you time, giving you the time to repent and come back to Him.
啊，但是什么叫做恶人
？So what is considered? Who is considered wicked?
恶人就是在神的沉默当中，却变本加厉，绝不回头。
A wicked person is someone who will continue their ways of evil in times of God's silence.
恶人就是不敬畏神，不惧怕神，觉得说那又怎么样
？And wicked wicked person is that they do not fear God, they care for nothing.
所以当神的宽容到了，
so when God's tolerance has come up,
在这里说我要责备你，把这些事情放在你面前啊。
It says, I will rebuke you and place all the things before your eyes.
22节说，你们忘记神的人，你要思想哦。
And verse 22 says, now consider this, you who forget God,
免得你到最后在神面前被撕碎啊。
And lest you be torn into pieces before God.
哦，所以从诗篇的五十篇里面，今天给你我一个警告。
So from Psalm chapter 50, it gives all of us a warning.
我们虽然今天没有做一些作奸犯科，没有犯法的事情啊。
And though today we may not break any major laws,
我们好像有来到教会，都是基督徒，也在敬拜神。
And since we all come to church, we're all Christians, we all worship God.
啊，但是我们要更加的谨慎，对自己有更高的要求。
And let us be even more extra careful and have a higher standard for
ourselves. 千万不要在不小心当中成为神眼中的恶人。
And so let us not become a wicked person in the eyes of God.
不但我们不但口里要提到神的律法。
And not only do our mouths speak of the laws of God,
更要在生活当初行出神的教训来。
And moreover, in our lives, we need to live out the commandments of God.
然后从我们的内心深处顺服神的管教。
And we need to submit and follow the instructions of God.
让我们都能够走，让我们都能够走在主的路上。
So may all walk on the road of God.
啊，能够成为神眼中的义人。
And we may become the righteous in the eyes of God.
啊，能够在信仰当中能够最后成功，成就救恩的功夫。
Now, ultimately, we may complete the work of salvation.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him together.
唱诗68首。
Sing him 68.